USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has threatened to declare a national emergency and fund a border wall if Congress is unable to agree on a plan by the February 15th deadline. On Fox News Sunday, White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the money to build the wall is in place if Congress can't agree on a plan.
The president told us several months ago to try and find money in every nook and cranny. He told every member of the cabinet to do the exact same. OMB's been working on this for several months now, and there's a lot more than $5.7 billion.
For now, some 800,000 federal employees are finally looking forward to a paycheck this week.
It's just a sigh of relief. Oh, my gosh. I'm so grateful, so grateful. The shutdown has ended.
Two bombs tear through a Roman Catholic cathedral in southern Philippines during Sunday Mass. At least 20 are dead, dozens more wounded. The first bomb targeted those inside the cathedral, the second, soldiers who rushed to help. The area has long been a base for Islamist militants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
This coming week won't be a pleasant one for those working outside of the Midwest. Meteorologist Linda Schmidt is in Minneapolis.
We're going to have a fair amount of wind with these frigid temperatures. So our wind chills that we are forecasting are between 40 below and 60 below for the state of Minnesota.
The National Weather Service predicts temperatures will be 10 to 25 degrees below average. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures will be 10 to 25 degrees below average over the upper Great Lakes, upper Mississippi Valley, into parts of the Ohio Valley. Thousands of people took to the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina, Saturday to rally for women's rights. The Women's United March has become an annual event in Charlotte. Participants say it's important to stand up for the rights of women in this day and age. This marcher tells WSOC-TV.
Everyone should be fighting for women's rights because we're all together, and really our voices are louder and stronger when we're together. So we need the next generation. We need all of our counterparts, non-binary men, women, to be out here with us today and fighting for the rights that affect all of our city.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Gloria, Gloria. Pope Francis is wrapping up his first trip to Central America with a final World Youth Day Mass and a visit to a church-run home for people living with AIDS. Francis's meeting is likely to send a strong message in Panama, where the virus carries a stigma. Reverend Domingo Escobar, director of the home, says many people have been rejected by their families and people in the street, but there they receive Christian help as the church wants. Francis headed to the home after celebrating a morning mass for hundreds of thousands of pilgrims at Panama City's Metro Park area, scheduled early so the pilgrims could escape the searing heat. A dozen unauthorized Latin American immigrants were fired from their jobs at the Trump National Golf Club. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
The Washington Post is reporting that even as President Trump was demanding a border wall, his company employed but has now fired about a dozen undocumented immigrants. They had been working for him at his golf club in Westchester County, New York. The paper says workers were told the president's company had just audited their immigration documents, the ones they had originally submitted, and found them to be faked. All of the fired employees were from Latin America.
Dakota Terrio, the man accused of killing 5 people in Louisiana, was captured Sunday morning in Richmond County, Virginia. He was apprehended following a night on the run after being named a suspect in the shooting deaths of his parents, his girlfriend, and her father and brother in 2 separate shootings Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.